pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our programs. And I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
I want to tell you, this show is a runaway beer truck careening downhill out of control. Cannot be stopped, will not be stopped.
The people of America have been overcharged. And on their behalf, I'm here asking for a refund.
Sit down, strap in, and hang on. It's time to get Hoffmanized. Hello again, everyone, and welcome back. I'm your host, Mr. J.D. Hoffman, the Tom Sawyer of Talk Radio, and you're tuned in to the only show that not only promotes capitalism, we defend America's most persecuted minority, the American businessman, right here, right now. You're listening to The Big Money. And welcome back, everybody. I am your host, Mr. J.D. Hoffman, the Tom Sawyer of Talk Radio, the airwaves only radical capitalist and the nut who holds this world together. Welcome to the show. It's another beautiful Thursday right here on WORL 660 AM, the best little, biggest little station right here in Orlando, Florida. If you want to be part of the show, you can dial 407-831-WORL, or for you college students, that's 831-9675 or pound 660 on your singular cellular wireless phone, which is a free call, by the way. You can also check out the website, thebigmoney.com, that's thebigmoney.com, and welcome to the show, the only show that not only promotes capitalism, we defend America's most persecuted minority, the American businessman. Ooh, yeah, we're here. We sound good. And, as usual, I'm joined in the beautiful studios up here in WORL by the second most important man in radio, none other than my producer, Chuck. How are we doing today?
Hello. I was confused as to who the most persecuted minority was.
The American businessman. I know.
I thought it was Board Ops.
Oh, Board Ops. Well, I guess you guys can be. Well, you're the most persecuted man here on
at the station.
Yeah, but out there in the real world, since we kind of live in la-la land here in the WORL studios, I guess you would be the most persecuted minority. And I'm glad you're here behind the wall there. You're the most.
You're glad I'm behind the wall.
Huh? Yeah, you're the most important button pusher I've known so far. You do a fantastic job.
Well, thank you.
And it's I'm glad you're here. And again, real quick, you have a show Fridays, right? That's when you get on the other side of the mic.
And I'm still in the same room. I'm still in here, but tomorrow night is the big high school football game of the year, Edgewater and Apopka.
And you do the sports here. You're like the sportsman then, huh?
I guess you could say that.
Because this is kind of a sports station after hours, after we've done talking money and stocks.
Stocks and jocks.
Yeah, that's it. So that's great. And if anybody here in Central Florida, if you have kids that are in high school football, you need to tune in on Fridays. When does it start, 7 or 8?
7 to midnight.
7, okay, I got to remember that, 7. And you can listen to Chuck here as they talk about high school football. Again, this biggest little station in Orlando, Florida is none other than WORL, which puts that other sports radio station, those guys, we won't even mention those other guys. This is the station you want for sports, especially if you're into Miami Dolphins and, what else we got?
The Seminoles. I don't know if you've seen the billboards, but the Orlando Seals.
Yeah, we got a new hockey team now.
Yeah, the Orlando Seals are on the station as well.
They'll be carrying it here, too.
That's right.
I tell you, this station, this is the place to be now. This station is coming up. This is the place to be. Instead of all those other stations that have wore themselves out, this, WORL, is where you want to be, because this is the station you listen to if you want to make money, and this is the show you want to listen to if you want to hear sense. Right here, it's The Big Money. Again, I'm your host, Mr. J.D. Hoffman. You can be part of the show. Again, it's 831-WRL. For you college grads, it's 831-9675 or #660 on your singular cellular phone. Or it's a free call, by the way. And we're going to be talking about privatizing Social Security. That's the subject today. So get on the phone there, and I want your ideas on what you think about privatizing Social Security, because we're going to be talking about that. I know everybody's saying, wait, JD, you can't be serious about that. Yes, I am the radical capitalist here. I'm trying to bring capitalism to America, and this would be the best time. Right now is the time we ought to be talking about privatizing Social Security, and I'm really ashamed that the Republicans aren't out there bringing this to the forefront. I mean, it's election time. They can get elected on this. I'll tell you why when we get back from our first break, because we'll be talking about privatizing Social Security. And I know everybody's thinking, no, you can't really be serious. Have you seen the stock market? Yes, I'm looking at the stock market right now, and unfortunately it's down 20 points at 12 after the hour. But usually as this show gets on the air, it can go nowhere but up, and we're going to start tracking that. Matter of fact, Chuck, you gave us a great idea that we're going to start tracking how the Dow does when the big money is on the air. Unfortunately, right now it's down about 20 points, but we'll turn that around by the end of the show. Yes, we're going to be talking about privatizing Social Security. Now's the time to bring it to the forefront. We got a lot of other stuff on the show also. We're going to be talking about that little lockout that's happening in California. I know you might not have heard about it, but I'm sure all you union guys have. You're probably cheering. Yeah, yeah. You know, they shut down the ports in California. Well, we're going to be talking a little bit about that, because that kind of ties in to what's happening in Iraq. I know you're going to say, JD, how in the hell can you tie in California and Iraq, this lockout that's happening in the ports, to Iraq? Well, you'll find out. And we're going to be talking about, also, as we're talking about Iraq, we had this protest happening over the weekend about all these anti-capitalists that got together in Washington protesting capitalism up there. And there seems to be a new dress code for college students, our future leaders. So we'll be talking about the dress code. And they're saying that Bush, the only reason we're going to war in Iraq is to go after the oil. Well, I don't think so, folks. It can't be that, because there's got to be an easier way. I mean, what I'm hearing is all these college grads up there, these protesters, these anti-capitalists that gathered over the weekend in Washington were saying, you know, Bush, all he wants to do, he's a warmonger, all he wants to do is go to war because he's after the oil in Iraq, because that's the only reason we're going to war is the oil. Well, listen, folks, it doesn't make sense, okay? If Bush was going just for the oil, if we're going to send these kids to go down there to fight for the oil wells, then Bush has made a very bad mistake, because it would be a lot easier to go invade Alaska. That would be the place to go if he was going after the oil. Look, there's no standing army in Alaska. If Bush was after oil, it'd be easy. You invade Alaska, you take over all the wells, you take over the land, and then Bush has got all the oil he needs. So it can't be that easy. If these guys think, if these environmentalists and these anti-war protesters and these anti-capitalists think that Bush is going to war in Iraq for the oil, then it just doesn't fit, because it'd be a hell of a lot easier to go invade Alaska and get all the oil you need. I mean, that seems like the simple way out. So Chuck, doesn't that make more sense to go after Alaska since they don't have a standing army?
Well, but we can't blow up environmentalists, though. Can't get away with that.
Well, it'd be too cold up there. I can't see these environmentalists going up to Alaska to save the land up there. But no, it just doesn't make sense. That can't be the reason we're going.
Bush can't blow up Democrats either.
That's true. Yeah, we'll let the courts do that, as it's happening up in. Hey, I feel good about New Jersey. At least it gets Florida off the main page about elections. You know, we might be cleaning up our elections down here in Florida, but they got a hell of a problem.
Or, not his acceptance speech, but he was
his concession speech, Torricelli.
I'm talking about the guy that they nominated to take his place.
Oh, Lautenberg.
Did you see his speech when he came on?
No, I that kind of
turned
me off.
He couldn't form a Senate.
That's why he got out of politics. Well, he's like 78 now?
Yeah.
And they're running him up there?
They're saying that it's because he has the money to kind of fund his own way.
That could be, but that can't be the reason, because the Democrats have all the money they need. They just go raise taxes, and they got all the money they need, so it can't be that. It's just that they have to find somebody to fill in for Torricelli, and they figured Lautenberg at least get in until January or February, and then he'll resign, and they'll put somebody else in his place. But that's what a mess up there. I mean, if you guys like, I mean, this experiment, this 200 years of freedom and liberty, this experiment we call America, it was fun, folks. But we're now, instead of the rule of law, it looks like we're back to mob rule. And that's what's happening up in New Jersey there. You know, screw the law. We can change it. It's arbitrary. And that's what the New Jersey Supreme Court said. But that's just ridiculous. But at least it gets Florida off the map for a while. And now New Jersey is the place we can make fun of when it comes to election. So, hey, we got a full hour to go. We've already wasted 10 minutes here. So we got a lot to talk about. Oh, yeah, there's a story here about a small business in, where is it out of? Arizona. There's a small family-owned burger grill in Arizona, and the feds are going after them. So you got to wait till you hear this story.
It's not McDowell's, is it?
No, but by the way, Chuck, if anybody calls in, again, if you want to be part of the show, 831-WRL or 831-9675 or #660 on your singular wireless phone. If anybody calls in, they must speak English, okay? This is an English-only show. The Big Money, 2 p.m. every Thursday right here on WRL. So, Chuck, if anybody calls in, they must speak English. Okay?
Why is that important?
Because that's part of the story about this small grill in Arizona. Yeah, and I'll take two of those also. So you're listening to The Big Money right here. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit about privatizing Social Security. I want to know your ideas. You can be part of the show. Pick up the phone. It's 831-9675. Let's do it, folks. You're listening to The Big Money on WORL. Don't go anywhere.
You are listening to the BIG Network.
Thinking of starting your own home business? No need to buy all that equipment when Dave at Mailmore can be your office manager. Tired of running here for your copies and there to send a fax? Check out Mailmore. They'll be more than happy to do those things for you. They also provide shipping and receiving services like UPS and FedEx. Set up a mailbox or order business cards. Call them now, 407-299-7328. Tired of sitting at home waiting to sign for that all-important package? You can authorize Mail & More to sign for it so you can continue doing what's really important. Mail & More is perfect for the businessman or woman that works from home. Conveniently located between Apopka and Orlando. Call them today at 407-299-7328. Again, that's 299-7328. And tell them JD sent you.
Hi, everybody. This is Geddy Lee for RAD, Recording Artists Against Drunk Driving. To many of us, drunk driving is something that other people do. Certainly not one of our friends would do such a thing. When you see someone who's had too much to drink, urge them to give up the keys and find alternate transportation. Always choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives, you should too.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Give the ultimate gift to your loved ones. Can you think of a better gift to give the ones you love than your old family movies transferred to video or DVD? I'll bring back those unforgettable moments. Call 407-654-3163. Turn family photography, home movies, and more into heartwarming music, videos, or DVDs. Unforgettable Moments specializes in transferring your old family movies to video or DVD. Imagine grandma and grandpa leaving their story behind to their future grandchildren. We use only the very best of the old photographs, slides, and old home movies, videotapes, and other priceless memorabilia, and add special effects, music, titles, and produce a heartwarming video or DVD that lives on in your family forever. An Unforgettable Moment is simply the wave of the future for preserving your memories. Call 407-654-3163. Here's a radio special, your birthday, anniversary, and holiday answer. 25 photographs, one song, an animated intro, and one title greeting at the end of the video. Only $49.95. It's a limited offer. Call today, 407-654-3163.
Senator, your Secret Service advance teams and counter-snipers are in place. Three plate-enclosed bodyguards with submachine guns will escort you to the stage.
Sounds like we're ready. Let's go make a speech.
Charlie, team, you have the senator.
Let's give a warm welcome to the senator.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have come here to ask you to help reduce crime. Turn in your firearms to be destroyed.
No way! My family needs protection!
We're not the criminals!
Why do your guards have guns?
Hypocrites!
Politicians are trying to take away your firearms. Celebrities have gotten free media coverage by turning in firearms in front of cameras. They say you should turn in yours. Of course, they have armed bodyguards protecting them around the clock, many paid for by your tax money. Ask yourself something. Are the politicians and celebrities paying any bodyguards to protect you?
To help us spread these ads across America, send checks to Citizens of America, 2118 Wilshire Boulevard, number 447, Santa Monica, California, 90403, or go to citizensofamerica.org.
以下节目的播告是由独立商业者、主播、客播所制作，不与经纪电台机构人员管理和电台资助公司相关。
Okay, yeah, we're trying to get things. I said you're the best button pusher around here. Now,
Should
I eat my words?
I'm exposed now.
What can I say? Hey, you're tuned into the big money. Hey, that's real nice. You're right on to it. It's those cigarettes. You haven't had a cigarette. You want one of my cigars? Is that what you want?
I think I do need
Nick. Yeah, go out there and take a big huff. Hey, you're tuned into the big money right here on WORL. I'm your host, Mr. J.D. Hoffman, the airwaves only radical capitalist. And yes, now is the time to privatize Social Security because we've seen what happens. I know you're out there saying, J.D., there ain't no way that you can privatize Social Security right now. Well, now is the best time. You know, that was the main concern from the Democrats and all the liberals and all you anti-capitalists out there. You're saying, you know, imagine if we put Social Security into the stock market and then we have this bear market now and everything's gone to hell. I mean, you know, you could see where the money was just disappeared. Well, that actually is making our case. We have seen what happened. I mean, we're probably getting near the bottom of this bear market. I mean, it's just dropping every day. Matter of fact, at 23 after the hour, we're only down about 20 points here today. But don't worry, it'll turn around. But now it makes a great argument why we ought to privatize Social Security. Again, I want your point of view, 831-9675 or #660 on your singular cellular phone. Because I think now would be the perfect time to institute privatizing Social Security for this reason. We have seen what happens in a bear market. The market has gone down. But guess what? If your money was in, if your Social Security was into the private fund here or into the stock market, you're not doing any worse than it would be if you left it in Social Security. You know, an eighth of your paycheck goes into Social Security, and what is your return on it? By the time you retire, your return is maybe 1% or 2%. You know, you're going to bring home a couple hundred bucks a month from Social Security. Well, just think, if your money is in, a fund market, or if your money was in, how about a safe, high-quality corporate bond, you'll get a return of 3% to 4%, even during this bear market. And we know that stocks historically average about 7.5% in real terms. So, I mean, even right now, here's the result. If money invested in the stock market 5 years ago has performed just as poorly as money in Social Security, I mean, you're not losing any money right now. Well, you've lost a lot of money if you had money in the stocks. But what I'm saying is if you privatize Social Security, even right now with this bear market, you would still be bringing home more money, a better return than Social Security. And what actually is a better point is now that the market has pretty much, you know, fell as far as it's going to go. Yeah, it might go a little farther, a couple hundred points maybe. There's only one way, and that's up. I mean, now would be the perfect time. We've got rid of all the foolish companies that have been using the government to cover their ass and lose all this money thanks to government regulations and the big wigs up there, the big gonads in Washington who took all this corrupting money to give these big companies the ability to pull these shell games and lose all this money in WorldCom and Tyco and all that other stuff. Now that we got all those companies out of there, and we know that pretty much the big companies up there in the stock markets are pretty much on the up and up, now would be the perfect time to privatize Social Security. And I want to know, where are the Republicans out there? I mean, this is how you got elected 2 years ago. You said you were going to try to fight for the average guy. Now's the time. You got to be out there saying, hey, look, we got a bear market. We're near the bottom. Now's the time to put money into take Social Security money and put it into the stock market. I mean, we know, we got the proof right here. We know what has happened with the bear market, and even if you had funds in there, you'd be bringing home a better return than you are in Social Security, and you'd get the government out of it. You'd get those big gonads up in Washington wouldn't be able to get a hold of your money if you had it in stocks. You know, with your money in Social Security, those guys up in Washington, they can change the rules anytime they want. they can say, well, we're going to cut back on what we're going to give you on Social Security. We're going to make you work a couple years longer. They can do anything they want to do with Social Security because it's a tax. Okay, it's not your money. Once it leaves your employer, you got to remember, the government gets part of your paycheck before you do, and they can do anything they want with it. You know, they just use that as a way to get elected, saying they're going to protect Social Security. But what we need to do now is we need to privatize it. Now, we need to have somebody right now, we need to have somebody with big gonads saying now's the time to privatize Social Security. I want to know your idea. You can be part of the show. It's 831-WORL, 831-9675 or #660 on your singular cellular phone. What do you think? Should we privatize Social Security? Is now the perfect time to do it? I say it is. I say now is a fantastic time to privatize Social Security. So let me know your ideas. Give us a call here, 831-9675. You're just tuning in. You're listening to The Big Money. I'm your host, Mr. J.D. Hoffman, the Tom Sawyer Talk Radio, the airway's only radical capitalist. And we're here defending America's most persecuted minority, the American businessman. Now, hey, I didn't get to this last week, but I want to get to it right now. We're getting a little bit of hate mail, and you know, I usually don't read it over the air, but I thought this was just a nice letter that we got. This guy says his name is G.W. Bush, and he sent me an email here. And again, this guy's anonymous. I love that when people send letters anonymously. You know, it's their way of, you know, trying to get to me. But real quick, here's the letter I got just the other day. It says, "Hey, little JD, you're nothing but a juvenile delinquent," and emphasis on juvenile. "Oh, and you're a pig, too." Well, that's nice to know. You know, nice to know I have fans out there. But you probably think that's a compliment. "You're supporting the oppressive classes, huh? I suppose you expect to become one of them for being a good little sycophant." Yeah, he also calls me a freaking loser. He says, "The concentration of wealth is the most obscene thing in the world. Children are starving while the rich keep getting richer." And I guess you relish that, along with your rainforest-turned hamburger. This guy also said, "I'll never listen again or subject any of my employees to listening either. They are people and deserve respect, not your idiocy. When they told me about your broadcast here, I could not believe it. I'm in total agreement with them. I am banned." Hey, that's been nice. I am banned from somewhere, so that means the point must be getting across. And that's what we try to do here on The Big Money. We're trying to bring capitalism to America. You know, this guy that wrote this letter is probably one of these protesters that went up to Washington, one of these anti-capitalists trying to tear up the city there, trying to tell the World Bank and all these other leaders that capitalism is creating more poor people. I mean, capitalism is just, you know, it's the scourge of the earth. It's like they're trying to blame capitalism for the poor folks. I just want to remind you people out there that poverty has been around a lot longer than capitalism, so you can't blame poverty on capitalism. It just doesn't work. And by the way, those protesters that were protesting up in Washington, excuse me, they have a new dress code. And what makes, you know, makes me kind of wild is these guys are going to be our future leaders. And you know what? You want to know what the new dress code is for these anti-capitalists? It's smeared mud and leaves. Yeah, that's what these people were wearing up in Washington, these anti-capitalists, you know, who knows, they're probably a member of some union, too, where they're smearing mud all over their bodies, pasting leaves all over their bodies, chanting, beating drums, and trying to say it's capitalism that's creating the poor, it's capitalism that's creating poverty. And again, I remind you that poverty's been in this world since the existence of man. It is capitalism that for the first time in history gave the ability of a poor person that was born poor to die rich. Yeah, that's what capitalism is all about. And I think we got Lou on line one, is it? Let's go ahead. Lou, welcome to the show. You're on The Big Money.
Hey, man, I don't need to send a letter. I'm the guy that the resident socialist that calls you up all the time. I tell you, though, you're gonna be shocked. I agree with you partially.
Well, that's good.
But now, I disagree with partial privatization, or at least giving people the option to privatize percentages at their will.
I think that's a good idea. I think you got to have the option. I mean, that's what America's about. Choice, isn't it? That's what we've been told from everybody. I think we got to have a choice where to put our money, shouldn't we?
There you go. So, see, we can agree on some points, man. Have a good day.
Well, that's good. At least I'm getting my point across to some people. And thanks for the call, Lou, by the way. And that's great. You know, it's nice to know that it's your money. It's not the government's money. You know, even though they take an eighth of your paycheck before you get it. And for some reason, that reminds me of slavery. I don't know how that comes in there. But, that, you know, the master has to get part of his money before you do. Doesn't that kind of make you feel sick, folks, that the government gets an eighth of your paycheck before you do? Before you even get your check, they get theirs. And I don't know. I can't figure it out. I try to rationalize it, and I can't do it. You know, I think our money is our money. It's not their money. And I don't know. Those big gonads up there in Washington, they just drive me nuts. And again, Bush is not going to Iraq for the oil, because if that was the case, he could invade Alaska easily. So what's your idea on privatizing Social Security? Do you think you should have the right to put your money, where you think it will do the best? And now's the best time to privatize Social Security, because we're in a bear market. We're down near the bottom. We can go nowhere but up. Hey, you're listening to The Big Money right here on WRL, the biggest little station in Orlando. And we're going to be doing a special show here in about 2 weeks. Chuck, we got that new bit there, the new promo on muscular dystrophy. We're going to be helping out the Central Florida Muscular Dystrophy Association here coming up in 2 weeks on October 17th. And I want you to tell all your friends and all your fellow workers out there to tune in October 17th here on The Big Money, 2 p.m. on Thursday, as we try to raise money for muscular dystrophy, because we're compassionate here on The Big Money. Everything we do is for the children. That's why I do this show. I'm trying to bring capitalism to America, because it's for our children. And we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll continue the show. When we come back, we'll be talking about this small business that the big government, the big gonads in Washington, are going after a small businessman in Arizona. So if you own a business, you need to listen in. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Big Money.
You're listening to the BIG Network.
Advertise your business product or service for as little as $4.99. If you're looking for an effective economic way to advertise your business and to maximize your marketing objective, then here it is, the Orlando Business Guide. What's the Orlando Business Guide? A powerful TV commercial can inspire thousands of people to purchase a product or service. For many small businesses, this is not a viable means, only because of the enormous cost of TV commercials. The Orlando Business Guide is an interactive DVD featuring over 37 categories. We aim to enhance your current advertising medium by allowing you to tap into the financial and entertainment power of DVD. Creating rich visuals and interactive contents for entertainment, sales, training, and promotion. If you're looking for an affordable way to convey your message, call 407-654-3163. And for a limited time, call today. Get a 25% discount off your ad. That's as little as $4.99 a week. Limited to the first 100 businesses, services, charities, etc. So call the Orlando Business Guide. Call 407-654-3163.
As a black woman, I get angry when a so-called black leader or politician pushes gun control. With no guns, my mother, father, aunt, and two sisters would be defenseless against criminals. Politicians who push gun control are saying they don't trust you. They're saying you're too stupid or too dangerous to own a gun. They're saying they don't care about your family's safety. They claim the police will protect you, but that's a lie. If it were true, no one would ever get robbed or raped or murdered. You know the difference between a free man and a slave? Slaves don't own guns. My ancestors were slaves, but I'm not. I'm a free American, I understand the Constitution, and I have the right to own a gun to defend myself and my family. Gun control is not about controlling crime, it's about controlling you. And anyone who tells you to give up your guns, I don't care what color they are, their ultimate goal is to be your new Massa.
Help us spread these ads across America. Send checks to Citizens of America, 2118 Wilshire Boulevard, number 447, Santa Monica, California, 90403, or go to citizensofamerica.org.
So it's been a bad year. Your retirement fund was heavily invested in Enron. Your daughter married a bum, and your best worker spends more time working on his car than he does working for you. Even though you don't need one, I'm sure you know somebody who's in need of good transportation. I want you to pick up the phone right now and give my friends Mike and Paul a call at 407-299-0961. That's 299-0961. Orlando Motor Works, located between Apopka and Orlando on 441. Good cars at a fair price. That's 299-0961. And make sure you let them know you heard this on WORL.
Hey, have you ever heard about the First Tee Golf Program?
here's the one place to get the skinny, StubbySticks.com. I'm Stubby. I once saw a child attempt a game of golf with a cut-down set of adult clubs. It brought tears to both his and my eyes. Then I got the drive to produce the world's best kids' golf set. Titanium driver, three Hogan-like heads, 5-7 and a 9-iron, and an excellent kids' putter. Call toll-free, it's 1-866-4-STUBBY. Or check out the website, www.stubbysticks.com. Support kids' golf, and be prepared to be impressed.
Assembled right here in the USA, StubbySticks.com, or dial 1-866-4-STUBBY. That's 1-866-4-STUBBY.
Your mission, should you choose to be a compassionate citizen of the great state of Florida, is to tune in Thursday, October 17th, as we help raise money for the muscular dystrophy of Central Florida here on The Big Money. Take time out from your busy day to help the children afflicted by this horrible disease by donating to Muscular Dystrophy and possibly win a chance to host The Big Money for a day. Tune in to The Big Money Thursday, October 17th, 2 p.m., and tell all your friends, remember, all we do is for the children.
And you're back. You're tuned into The Big Money right here on WRL 660 AM, the Money Watch Radio Network. I'm your host, Mr. JD. And joining me here is the beautiful, beautiful...
John.
John.
JD, your show is becoming more and more boring and good. And
thank you.
Less interesting. Easy to listen to.
That's scary.
I think basically it's a stupid. relatively good. But I think any goofball would like what you have to mumble. I mean, say.
And your hair looks pretty good, too.
Thank you. No, all kidding aside, I think you've risen above average.
Well, that's scary. Don't let that get out. I'm just above average. That's it. Look,
no,
my talent is bought and paid for. Okay, it's not.
It's on loan from the higher authority.
It's not on loan. It's bought and paid for.
You're very good. I enjoy listening to the show.
Well, thank you.
I stop what I'm doing. I become unproductive and listen to you.
Well, that's in some cases that's a good point. You know, sometimes we have to take time off a little bit to get our mind straight.
Yes, we do.
And I imagine you need more of that to get your mind straight.
Usually 4 or 5 hours a week, yeah. Special intensive care.
Well, that's good.
Thanks for being here.
And I enjoy it immensely. And maybe on your way out, can we get some air conditioning in here?
Oh, that costs money.
Can you turn that off when
you
get out of
money.
Here?
Cost money.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
We can open the window.
I have to
get a breeze.
I have to go.
Well, thanks for being here.
Okay, bye.
I appreciate the
bye.
The words of kindness. Now go have a good day. Yeah, right. That was our station manager, John, and he's a lovely guy, and especially when he's on my show. Again, talent bought and paid for right here on WRL. You can visit my website. It's www.thebigmoney.com. I wish you would check it out. We have a survey going. I haven't changed the question this week, but we will. And if you need to email me, if you want to be anonymous like this other hate mail I got earlier, you can email me, jd@thebigmoney.com. That's thebigmoney.com. And I think we have somebody else online.
I was mad. I had this ready for John.
Kind of fits him, doesn't it? You know, I seen him do the polka the other day, and that was scary. That's scary when he starts dancing.
Very.
Yeah. But, it keeps him out of our hair. We have Chris on line one. Welcome to The Big Money. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing okay. How are you?
Oh, we're having fun up here on top of the beautiful WRL studios.
Yeah, the skyscraper in Castleberry.
You got that right.
Hey, I heard you a few minutes ago talking about privatization of Social Security. Are you talking about the same plan that George Bush was talking about?
And what plan would that be?
Is it the same plan, or are you thinking of a different plan?
Well,
because the plan that he proposes really isn't much of a plan at all.
Well, that's true. You know,
2% of 1/8 of your salary is 0.3%. Big deal if you lost it.
Yeah, exactly. I would like to have control of my money before the government does. I think they do a lousy job with money. And yeah, you know, I'm not saying his plan. I'm saying a real plan. And I agree. I think now's the time to privatize it. We've seen what happens. Again, like I was saying, in the stock market, if your money was in there in Social Security, you would still be bringing a better return than what you're getting right now. So now's the time to do it.
Yeah, but how about this? When you die before you collect Social Security, you get zipped.
Yeah, and your family doesn't get it either unless you have kids.
and you probably paid at least a couple years' salary into it.
Exactly. I mean, that's the point. That's the point we need to get across to the rest of the country here, is that your money is wasted in Social Security, and now's the time to privatize. And I wish the Republicans would bring it up. Not that I think they got the better plan, but now's the time to start talking about privatizing.
The only plan the Republicans might bring up ever is the one that George Bush was talking about: 1% of each portion of your Social Security.
Yeah, what to do?
2% of what's paid in. Big deal. 0.3%. It doesn't make a difference.
Yeah.
What about the other 98%? That's what we want to have privatized. Let them keep the 1%.
That's true. I think the reason he said that, though, was to try to get in the door. You know, at least a little bit's better than nothing. But then I'm with you.
Yeah, but even that, people are all crying, saying, "Oh no, it's terrible! It's terrible!"
I know. Isn't that amazing? I mean,
it's
people.
Ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
I'd rather have that whole 1/8 of my Social Security put in a bank account getting zero interest. I'd still be coming out ahead.
That's true, and you get free trekking with that.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Yeah, that's a good point. You know, I mean, what's 1 or 2% of, that's the Bush plan. And I agree. I think we ought to take as much as we can and let us control the money and not the government. I mean, speaking of the government, I wanted to bring this up. It's happening out in Arizona. Again, you're tuning to The Big Money. If you want to be part of the show, it's 831-WORL. Or for you college grads, it's 831-9675 or #660 on your singular cellular phone. And this is how bad the government's getting. Okay, now look, I'm not anti-government. You know, I have a lot of people saying, well, you're just anti-government. You don't want any government. You're just an anarchist. And I said, no. I'm anti-bad government, and this, if you're a business owner over here, here's a story that ought to get you just a little bit scared. It's out of Arizona. A small family-owned burger grill in Page, Arizona, a border town of the Navajo Nation, has become the first business to be sued by the federal government for not allowing Native Americans to speak their own language at work. The suit, announced Monday, is the first time the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has filed an English-only lawsuit based on a Native American language rather than Spanish, said Mary Jo O'Neill. It's historic, O'Neill said. Obviously, the Navajo was spoken in this area before English was. Now, what's happening is this guy has this small business, and his employees are speaking Indian or Navajo at work. And he's not allowing them to do it. He says this is English only. When you come here, the people expect you to speak English, and I don't want you going around here during work, during the time I'm paying you to work, to speak another language. When you're at this work, you speak English. Now, he's being sued by the federal government because he's putting his foot down. And as I told Chuck, when he has anybody calling in, you must speak English to get on the big money. And speaking of callers, we have Foster on line one here. Let's go to Foster from Altamont. How are you doing today? You're on the big
fine.
Money.
I'd like to make two comments.
Sure.
One comment is about Social Security, and the other comment is about this dual language situation. Social Security first. I think a good idea, and one bad thing about our government is that for some unknown reason, we think because we have a law, we can't change it because it's too involved to change it. Why don't we change the process of passing our laws? If we have a law that's not working, why can't we pass a law in about 6 weeks and try it for about 6 months?
If
it doesn't work, change it back.
Well, apparently it's easy to change a law because they just did that in New Jersey. They just go to the Supreme Court there and they just rule, you know, within hours that the law's no good. So, I mean,
well, okay, yeah. That's the illustration of my situation. Now,
hey, Foster, real quick on that point about passing laws, here's my idea. I think there ought to be a tax on any new bill introduced up in Washington. I think that before one of these congressmen can introduce a new law, they need to put $500,000 in escrow, and if the law turns out to be a good law in 5 years, then they get their money back. If it turns out to be a bad law, then it goes into Social Security. What do you think about that idea?
I think it's a very good point. I don't know if I'd go $500,000, but that's a part of my philosophy in regard to elections. I don't think you should, in elections, allow any money to be contributed by any entity. I don't care whether it's the Boy Scouts or whether it's General Electric. I think the government, once they find out who is going to be the nominee or who is running for the various offices, they should give each person a certain amount of money, and that's it. If anybody donates a nickel to their campaign, they're put in jail and fined $500,000. And that way, no one will ever be able to say, this guy won the election because he's rich. You follow me there?
Well, yeah, but being a radical capitalist, I have the complete opposite view. I think that you got to be allowed to give as much money as you want, but not from a corporation. It has to be from an individual.
Here's the problem, though.
Okay.
There are some people who are terrifically intelligent, who really know how to manage, who really know how to maintain leadership, who can command support, but they may not have enough money to run a campaign. So what is happening? We're losing all that great talent because the guy, unfortunately, maybe likes to be a ditch digger instead of a CEO, but he still knows how to run a country, let's say. That's my point. Let everybody be equal. Handicap the people. Say, you can spend $1 million and that's it. No other money. And whoever is able to spend it more efficiently may be able to utilize money to help his campaign. Now, in regard to the other point about the dual languages,
sure.
I understand the man at the restaurant, because sometimes when you talk to people over the telephone, like talking to people at the Orange County Traffic Engineering Department, they have...
Hey, watch it now. My sister works there.
I don't care. they have ethnics there. They have minorities who have been asked to call me when I have asked them to correct a traffic problem.
Uh-huh.
I can't even understand them.
I know that.
If I can't understand them, how can I explain to them what the problem is?
Exactly. It's hard to communicate if we're speaking different languages.
And
the government ought to speak one language. I think that's a great idea.
All right. Now, in closing, let me just tell you this. The other day, I was in a store. There was a mother talking to her 3 or 4 year old child in her native language. Now, you say, well, what's wrong with that? Nothing is wrong with that if when that child goes to school, she can speak English and we don't have to put everything in dual languages. You follow me there?
That's correct.
That mother should have been required by law to be sure that when that child goes to kindergarten or first grade, the child has to speak and understand English.
I think it's a good idea. I don't know if we need a law for it, but I think it's a good idea that you ought to teach your kids English.
Call it what you will. An ordinance? Heck, if the telephone company can change the word tax to a surcharge, why can't I change the word tax to an ordinance or requirement, right?
Yeah.
What's the difference, right?
That's true.
In other words, let's start calling a spade a spade.
That's true. That works. Hey, thanks for the call, Foster.
Okay.
And
I enjoy talking to you.
And tune in next week. I appreciate the call. And, again, if you want to be part of the show, it's 831-WRL, or if you're from New Jersey, it's 831-9675-660 on your singular cellular phone. And, again, Chuck, it's English only when they call in. Put that guy on hold, okay?
Radio Network.
English only on the big money. And here's the point. Do you people realize that when you're flying in the airplane, no matter where you go in the world, the captain of the airplane and the air traffic controllers, they speak what language? They speak English. Am I correct, Chuck? Did you know that? No matter where you go in the world, air traffic control, it's English only. And the reason being is you need to have communication between the guy flying the airplane and the guys controlling the airspace. And, you know, I want to know all these people that think there ought to be different languages taught, that there ought to be multi-language, multicultural. I want you to imagine what would happen if you're flying around in an airplane and the pilot speaks Spanish and he's going to China and the air traffic controller is speaking Chinese. Oh, but you see, I'm beginning to believe that women do talk more than men because they have a bigger vocabulary. But just imagine, you know, a Chinese guy trying to communicate with a Spanish guy, trying to tell him, you know, when to land the airplane, you know, which route to take. In any flight you take, it's English only. And I'm not saying that, you know, the whole world ought to speak English only. I'm just saying here, if you're trying to communicate, trying to run a business, English only if that's your business. It's your business. It's not the government's business. It's like this woman who wants to get into this golf organization. You know, look, that's the beauty about America is if you don't like the way a company is running a business, then you start your own business and show us how to do it better. Now, we got to take a quick break here, and we'll come back, and we'll finish out this great show we're having right here on WRL. If you're just tuning in, it's The Big Money. We do it every Thursday at 2 p.m. right here on WRL 660 a.m. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere, folks. We got a lot more coming up. We'll try to squeeze it in the last 10 minutes. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the BIG Network.
So it's been a bad year. Your retirement fund was heavily invested in Enron. Your daughter married a bum, and your best worker spends more time working on his car than he does working for you. Even though you don't need one, I'm sure you know somebody who's in need of good transportation. I want you to pick up the phone right now and give my friends Mike and Paul a call at 407-299-0961. That's 299-0961. Orlando Motor Works, located between Apopka and Orlando on 441. Good cars at a fair price. That's 299-0961. And make sure you let them know you heard this on WORL.
Hey girls, get into the click. Become a capitalist chick. Visit www.capitalistchicks.com. They're intelligent, they're proud, and they're chicks.
Give the ultimate gift to your loved ones. Can you think of a better gift to give the ones you love than your old family movies transferred to video or DVD? Or bring back those unforgettable moments. Call 407-654-3163. Turn family photography, home movies, and more into heartwarming music, videos, or DVDs. Unforgettable Moments specializes in transferring your old family movies to video or DVD. Imagine Grandma and Grandpa leaving their story behind to their future grandchildren. We use only the very best of the old photographs, slides, and old home movies, videotapes, and other priceless memorabilia, and add special effects, music, titles, and produce a heartwarming video or DVD that lives on in your family forever. An Unforgettable Moment is simply the wave of the future for preserving your memories. Call 407-654-3163. Here's a radio special, your birthday, anniversary, and holiday answer. 25 photographs, one song, an animated intro, and one title greeting at the end of the video. Only $49.95. It's a limited offer. Call today, 407-654-3163.
Thinking of starting your own home business? No need to buy all that equipment when Dave at Mail-A-More can be your office manager. Tired of running here for your copies and there to send a fax? Check out Mail-A-More. They'll be more than happy to do those things for you. They also provide shipping and receiving services like UPS and FedEx. Set up a mailbox or order business cards. Call them now, 407-299-7328. Tired of sitting at home waiting to sign for that all-important package? You can authorize Mail-A-More to sign for it so you can continue doing what's really important. Mail-A-More is perfect for the businessman or woman that works from home. Conveniently located between Apopka and Orlando. Call them today at 407-299-7328. Again, that's 299-7328. And tell them JD sent you.
And it's 7 before the hour. Your radio is tuned in to The Big Money. And we do it every Thursday right here at 2 p.m. on WORL. I'm your host, Mr. J.D. Hoffman, the Tom Sawyer of Talk Radio, the airwaves only radical capitalists. And we've been discussing privatizing Social Security. Number here at the station is 831-WORL or 831-9675 if you're from New Jersey, or pound 660 on your singular cellular wireless, which is a free call, by the way. And if you don't want to be part of the show, you can email me, jd@thebigmoney.com. And I know we're getting close to the end of the show here, and I wanted to bring up this lockout that's happening in California with the union guys out there that have been locked out of work. And I want to tie it in real quick to what's happening in Iraq. A lot of people were saying that it's going to cost us a lot of money to go to war in Iraq. It's going to cost us a nearly $9 billion a month to do this war over in Iraq. Well, then I started looking at what's happening in California. And do you realize they're saying, since this lockout started about 3 days ago, that the economy here in America is losing probably $1 billion a day because of the lockout of the ports all on the West Coast there. So we did some quick math here. We did some phonics math here at the WORL studios, and we found out that $1 billion a day times 31 days is $31 billion a month, what we're losing here in America. Where going to war in Iraq will only cost us $9 billion a month, and I just thought that was kind of, a neat fact that we put out there. $9 billion to go to war there to free the people of Iraq. And the lockout here in California is costing us $30 billion a month. Yeah, pretty neat numbers. Again, you're tuned in to the station here that makes money. You're now listening to the show that makes sense. It's The Big Money. We do it every
Thursday at 2 p.m. right here on WORL. And in the next couple of weeks here, in 2 weeks, October 17th, we're going to be doing a telethon for the Muscular Dystrophy Association, and you're going to get your chance to host this show. If you always wanted to be a talk show host and you thought you could do, get your point of view across, then there's a good chance that you might be able to get a chance to host this show, the fastest growing show on WORL. So make sure you tune in 2 weeks. To the big money here, as we try to help the Central Florida Muscular Dystrophy Association raise money for the kids that are afflicted from this horrible disease. And we want to do our part because we are compassionate and we are for the children. Again, that's why I do this show. I do this show to bring capitalism to America for our future generations, our children. We must do this. Money managers are keeping secrets. Did you know that? Yeah, you probably haven't heard that on the rest of the shows you hear on this station. You know, they're telling you, put your money here, put your money there, trust me, trust my company, trust my program. Well, the money managers are keeping secrets, and Smart Money has popped the lid on what these financial managers won't tell investors. You know that experienced stock jockeys don't really exist. This is what the magazine writes. In fact, nearly half of all funds are run by managers with a tenure of 2 years or less at that fund, and their inexperience shows. Since 1997, only 43% of managers with less than 5 years on a fund beat the S&P 500. And hedge fund managers fare no better. Managers with little experience and few scruples are using hedge funds to bolster investment returns by short selling and merger. I mean, you guys, are you trusting your money manager? I just thought I'd get that out there because, you might not get that information. And speaking a few minutes ago about airlines and how they speak English no matter where they go, it looks like they might be able to arm themselves to keep hijackers from taking over the airplane, which I think is a better idea. I think for a last resort, I want my pilot to be armed instead of having an F-16 coming by to have to shoot down a hijacked airplane. Hey, Chuck, did we have that PSA on our show in a couple of weeks here on muscular dystrophy? Is that thing ready to go?
The promo?
Yeah, the promo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I want to remind everybody that we're going to do a telethon here in 2 weeks, the WORL and the big money, and we're going to try to help muscular dystrophy. And now, can we get that in before the end of the show here when we end it out? Okay, great. Don't forget to tune in every Thursday at 2 p.m. because you're listening to the only show that not only promotes capitalism, we defend America's most persecuted minority, the American businessman. I know you guys are out there. You have enough troubles running your business, having to deal with government red tape. Well, I'll take it on my shoulder to help protect you guys because I know you have a target on your back, and I'm here to relieve that pressure. You guys go out there and continue to make money, and I'll be the one fighting big gonads up in Washington who want to do nothing but take your money, your profits. We got to do it. Somebody has got to do it. We got to bring capitalism back to America before it goes to hell, as we see what's happening in New Jersey, where up there, I guess the rule of law doesn't matter, but it does in the rest of the country, because how can you protect your profits if you don't have property rights? And property rights have to be protected by laws. And it looks like we're now a mob rule, and we're trying to do away with that. And that's what this show is all about. That's why I get on this show. This airs every Thursday at 2 p.m. I got to get on here to protect your right to make a profit. I am J.D. Hoffman, the Tom Sawyer of Talk Radio, the airways only radical capitalist. And I'm here to protect your right to your profits, and that's what we try to do on this show. And I hope I kind of got this idea about privatizing Social Security, because now's the time to do it when the market's down, where we get a better return, as there's only one way for the market to go, and that's up. Again, check out the website. It's www.thebigmoney.com. That's thebigmoney.com. And we'll do it again next week. And don't forget, October 17th, coming up in 2 weeks, we're going to help out the children with muscular dystrophy. So make sure you tell all your friends and family about the big money in 2 weeks, your chance to possibly host this show. So go out there and make money.
Your mission, should you choose to be a compassionate citizen of the great state of Florida, is to tune in Thursday, October 17th, as we help raise money for the muscular dystrophy of Central Florida here on The Big Money. Take time out from your busy day to help the children afflicted by this horrible disease by donating to muscular dystrophy and possibly win a chance to host The Big Money for a day. Tune in to The Big Money Thursday, October 17th at 2 p.m. and tell all your friends, remember, all we do is for the children.
You've been listening to The Big Money. The Big Money is a production of the BIG Network. The producer of The Big Money is Miss Kimber. The designated driver for the BIG Network is Stubby George. And J.D. Hoffman was produced by his mother. Tune in next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
WORL, 660 AM, Central Florida's new home of the Miami Dolphins. AP.